Hi, I'm Philip Anthony Albertelli, and welcome to The Week in Doubt, episode 63. As usual, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/theweekindoubt. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, Android device, or MP3 player. So if you're the type of person who keeps up with the news, then you're probably aware of the brutal killing of a British soldier that took place this past Wednesday. That would be May the 22nd. The soldier's name was Lee Rigby. Rigby was a drummer in the Royal Regiment of Fusiliers. He was attacked near the Royal Artillery Barracks, where he was stationed in Woolwich, southeast London. His attackers were two Muslim converts, both originally Christians and both of Nigerian descent. They deliberately struck Soldier Rigby with a car and then proceeded to, as graphic as it sounds, hack him to death with knives in what has been described as either a cleaver or a machete. According to some initial reports, the victim may even have been beheaded, but I'm not sure if that's true. I think as gruesome as it sounds, they had attempted but failed to behead the victim. What is certain, though, is that they literally butchered this young man like an animal in broad daylight. They then dragged Lee Rigby's body to the side of the road and waited for police to arrive. They attempted to attack the officers once they arrived, but luckily the police were able to wound the suspects and take them into custody. In between the murder of Lee Rigby and the arrival of the police, one of the perpetrators, still clutching the murder implements in heavily blood-stained hands, approached a bystander who had been recording video on their phone and addressed the camera. "I was considering playing the audio, but I don't want to give these guys airtime or relay their deranged sentiments by reading it verbatim for them. The basic gist of their complaint, as you can imagine, is that they're sick of the occupation of Muslim lands by Western military forces, things like drone attacks, etc. I can understand why people wouldn't want a foreign military presence in their land, or why they'd justifiably be upset about civilian casualties resulting from drone attacks. But what the hell do acts of terror and barbarism solve? Does butchering unsuspecting people in the street balance the scales? I know there's a cyclical nature to the violence. They don't like our interference or presence in their lands, so they bomb us, as with 9/11. We in return invade them, wage war, then in return they resort to yet further acts of terror. But do they really think the cycle of violence can be broken through horrific acts of barbarism? All they do is make their religion, their culture look that much more barbaric and backwards. I guess, unfortunately, to quote the Misfits, it's a violent world. I used to like the utopian view of the future that Star Trek depicted, where, for the most part, war, disease, and prejudice, at least on Earth, were things of the past. I don't know if we'll ever get there. I think as long as there's human beings, there'll be violence and tribalism. It's in our nature, so the potential for things like savagery and war are always there. But who knows, maybe in the future we'll at least be able to make some steps forward towards world peace. If that doesn't sound too corny. Recently, a friend of mine, who I've mentioned on the show before, posted some of her thoughts on religion on her Facebook page. I would read her post, but I don't want to violate her privacy by reading her Facebook post on a podcast. But the gist of it was that she had had enough of religious fanatics and, in her opinion, they're just weak-minded people who are driven by a desperate need for a sense of identity or belonging or purpose. Her comments sparked a long back-and-forth thread with all different people chiming in, giving their two cents, including yours truly. The reason I'm bringing this up is because her comments kind of echoed in my head while I was preparing this episode. I was thinking about what would drive someone to commit a horrific act of terrorism like butchering an unsuspecting soldier in the street, or blowing up an Israeli pizza parlor, or the recent Boston Marathon incident. Well, I think what drives people to believe in religion in general is probably a cocktail of things. Fear of mortality, what I sometimes call geographic happenstance. You're born into a particular culture, raised with that culture's or your parents' religion, and that's all you know. You were indoctrinated from birth, so you just assume that's the truth. Or even if you're not particularly devout, you continue to walk the walk out of a sense of tradition. Of course, there are plenty of people who convert later on in life, and I think this is where my friend's thoughts ring true. People who convert are probably people who are looking for a sense of identity or belonging, a sense of purpose, and that's all well and good. Everyone, including myself, wants to feel a sense of belonging and purpose. But how about truly thinking for yourself, stepping back, taking a look at existence, all the good and the bad, and decide for yourself what the truth is instead of buying into a superstitious man-made belief system, hook, line, and sinker. Of course, some people convert for their spouse or things like that, and that reminds me of Glenn Beck's story of how when he married his current wife, they basically went religion shopping and settled on Mormonism. And I've always thought to myself, really, you can pick any religion and you settle on the one invented in the 19th century by what many agree was a known con man, with the whole BS story about the magical golden plates and Native Americans being a lost tribe of Israel. Unbelievable. But anyway, I think the case of violent religious fundamentalists, like the ones that murdered that British soldier, or the ones that detonated bombs at the Boston Marathon, people like that, you definitely have individuals that are looking for a sense of identity or want to commit themselves to something. And stupidly, they not only commit themselves to a man-made belief system, but to a warped radical strain of that belief system that promotes terrorism and grotesque savagery. There's something extremely perverse about the idea of slaughtering real-life, living, breathing human beings for some superstitious man-made religion or because you wanted to try to convince yourself or the rest of the world that you're important. And like I said earlier, I understand there's a political dimension, and I understand people not wanting a foreign military presence in their homeland or being opposed to bombing policies. But acting like a subhuman monster and butchering people isn't going to accomplish anything except make, as I said earlier, to make your culture and religion look that much more barbaric and backward. No one ever heard of Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr.? Well, with all that being said, I'd like to end on a lighter note. Well, kind of a lighter note, because it's somewhat related to that horrible tornado disaster in Oklahoma. Wolf Blitzer was interviewing a survivor and just assumed she was a believing Christian, or at least believing. He said something to the effect that she must be thanking the Lord. Well, turns out she was an atheist, a very polite and good-natured one at that. Just goes to show you shouldn't just assume people believe in God, or more specifically, your God. I'll leave you with that clip now, and you know the deal. Like us on Facebook, YouTube, subscribe through Podbean or iTunes, yada, yada, yada. I think that's the first time in my life I ever said yada, yada, yada. All right, here's that clip, and thanks for listening.
Brian! Yeah,
Brian, you like Brian, huh? That's your
yes.
dad. But we're happy you're here. You guys did a great job.
Yeah.
And I guess you got to thank the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Do you thank the Lord? For that split-second decision?
I'm actually an atheist.
So you are. All right. But you made the right call.
Yeah. Yep. We are here. And you know, I don't blame anybody for thanking the Lord.
Of course not.
So.
Hey. All right. Anders, want to try one more time?